We are the Memkin Ralph, and we're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines out in the wide lines. Now Yaakov said, "Mekavim gerim mina, mekavim gerim mina tam, mina tamudim, mina kaduim mina tadmurim." Now the reason why one would not accept gerim is because potentially certain nations have Jews mixed in. Once Jews are mixed in, so it ruins the yichus because everybody is of dubious yichus, right? If they're non-Jewish altogether, then that's relatively clear-cut, right? You just megayer them. But they're questionable, perhaps they're Jewish, perhaps they're not. So it brings them all sorts of problems of, you know, with invalid marriages, invalid divorces, and potential mamzerus problems. So we can accept, he says, we can accept Karim from Karduyim, from Tadmurim. The Mishnah, the Bryce indicates this, or Mishnah, says Shigeri Tadmor Kshem, that indicates that the Gerim from Tadmor Kosher, the Tin Tadmor, we learned over there. Kok Soya Boy Me Record to Rekam Torah. There's a Mishnah which says, or a Bryce, I don't remember if it's a Mishnah or Bryce, which says that all stains of women, which could potentially might be Nidah stains, if they come from Rekam the Torah, because only Jews are metame benida, not goyim. So therefore, if they come from Rekham, they're from goyim, and they're okay. Now, the Gemara there, however, brings down the Mishnah there in Gittin, brings down that the Rav Yehuda argues. Rav Yehuda says, no, that the stains which come from Rekham are potentially tome because there are a lot of Jews who assimilated and intermarried into the general non-Jewish population there. But even Rav Yehuda agrees, who argues over there by Rekham, says, the only argues by Rekham, but not anywhere else, right? So therefore we'd say, must be that all other Gerim are okay. So, the Geri Tadmon, Tadmorik Shem, it's only a question of Rekham, but not a question of anywhere else. Rabbi Yaakov Baracho, Amar, Yaakov said, Shmuasa. He said that we have a following discussion of among Amoroim. Rabbi Chanin, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Chav Machshir, Chav Makav, Rabbi Shimon Levi, and Machlokas about Gerim from Tadmor. One says they're kosher, the other says we accept them, but they're not kosher, which means we accept them to become affiliated with the Jewish people, but not to become full-fledged members because we're afraid of some sort of problem with their yichus. Okay? Man Machshir says they're kosher to be married in, certainly Makavil, right? He certainly holds you can accept them as Gerim. Uman the Makabli says you accept this Gerim Lo Machshir doesn't necessarily hold that they're kosher to enter the congregation of God. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Mishim, Rabbi Nachman said, Bavel was considered to be superior in that most people in Bavel were considered to be have proper lineage going back to Jewish forefathers. So Bavel Yuchsin, that definition of Bavel as being superior in that regard is Ad Yosek. It goes all the way to the river of Yosek. Yeah, that's the boundary. Yisrael Bun Amar, Rav Shmuel, Rav Yisrael Bun says, Malchokos Rav Shmuel. Chareman Nayaz Yosek one says that the boundaries of Bavel are the river of Yosek. Chareman the other said, Ad Nahar Yuani, until the river of Yuani. Rav Yisrael said, Beina Naros, between the rivers, Kigol Yuchsin, between the rivers, is like the Golus in terms of Yuchsin, meaning it seems that it's not such, more cookies. It's not, they don't have such good Yuchus over there. Rabbi Chanina, Ben Broiker, Yechina, Ben Broiker, Sebshem Rabbi Yuda, B'nai Mesha, Lo Choshla, Mel Mishum, Sovek Halos. People in Mesha, there's only a problem, if they're Kohanim, then maybe the Kohanim married improper women. And therefore, there's a problem with the crime, but not a problem with anybody else. Crime Shisham, and the reason as we said, crime Shisham, like Pila Grusha's crime, they were not meticulous not to marry divorcees. Tami, I mean, they said over there, Mesha is dead. Madai is not as bad as Mesha, but it's Choyla, it's pretty sick, meaning that people there intermarry so much that then marry people they shouldn't be marrying. This rampant problems in when it comes to marrying somebody from that town, from the district of Mesha. District of Mesha for sure problems. Mordai is even a problem. Elam the Govoi, they're in the middle, they're Geisesos, they're dying but not yet dead. Chavel Yama, the area of Chavel Yama, Tachlis of Bavel, is Yot, is the end of Bavel, and the best part of Bavel. Shani and Gavaya and Tzarisa, and the cities of Shani and Gavaya and Tzarisa, the Tachlis of the Chavel Yama, the best part of Chavel Yama, or the borders of Chavel Yama, either or. So it's either the borders beyond it, Chavel Yama is not extent, or those best part of Chavel Yama, then of course the people live there, are the most miuchas in all of Bavel. They're the most, have the most legitimate pedigree. Rabbi Yaakov Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yeshua said, Dori Achodes Hashem Mamzer, a very interesting argument. He says the 11th generation by Mamzer, Rabbi Shimon is kosher. So it says in the Torah, by Mamzer, Gam Dora Siri, even the 10th generation should not come unto that, to the congregation of Israel. He says, but what, that's until the 10th generation, but the 11th generation, they're okay. Right? 11th generation is fine. We know Paschim, okay, right? So he says, well, you give me this, I'll give you, I give you this, you give me the cookies. Okay, oh. So,
thank you.
So he says, Dor Chayas Asher Mamzer is Krabi Shimon's kosher. Lo Dorish Asiri Siri. He doesn't Dorish Asiri Shov of Asiri Asiri. Now the Xer Shov of Asiri Asiri says, by moms they're up to the 10th generation, they shouldn't come. But it doesn't say forever. By Ammoni Moavi it says, by Ammoni Moavi it says, Ado, it says until the 10th generation. Then it says, Ado Olam, forever, besides that, the boot, right? So if you Dorish Xer Shov, if you to make a parallel, so also it says, Dor Asiri over here, it's eternal. But if you don't make that Gzera Shava, so you can say it's a distinction. By Mamzer, it's talk only 10 generations, not beyond that. So it says tomorrow. It's time to Rabbi Lezer of Shimon Oymer. Lezer Shimon has yet another, more interesting sheet. It says, Dor Echadas Hashemah Mamzer, the 11th generation Mamzerim. Now imagine remembering 11 generations. That goes into the Baal Shem Tov, lived 10 generations ago. Just to give you an idea, so we're talking about like 300 years, right? So, the 10th generation, if you can hold, be patient for the 10th generation, so then, according to Rabbi Shimon, Zuchorim continue to be also. The caves mutaros, and the females are permitted. Why? Shmuel of Rabbi Yossi Braibun said, Asid Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, cried Meir. Those of Shimon's going like, Rabbi Meir. Kamad Rabbi Meir Omer. Interesting condiment here. Kamad Rabbi Meir Omer, just like Rabbi Meir says, Omer Gzer Shava Mimokum Shabbos. Gzer Shava has to bring along the parameters from whence it came. Can Rabbi Lezer Shimon Gzer Shava Mimokum Shabbos? So the Lezer Shimon says Gzer Shava brings the parameters from whence it came. So by Ammoni and Ammonis, Ammoni and Moavi and Moavis, Malalon over there, Tzchoy Masurim, the males are remain prohibited forever. But the Kamas Mutaris, the females are permitted, right? So that's the Gemara's going to answer. Avala, so too by Mamzer, Tzchoy Masurim, the males are forbidden. But the Kamas are Mutaris, and the females are permitted. Zas Mayato, if they're permitted, I feel me, I'll let them be permitted immediately. Zas Marno, the Vamesil Malo. The fact that it says 10th generation by Mamzer means that even the females are only permitted beyond the 10th generation, but not before the 10th generation. Shalos Rebbe Lezer. Now we have an Aglarato. Shalos Rebbe Lezer. Dor Chas Rebbe Mamzer, Mamzer Mao. What do we rule in this Machlokas? Remember when we said, Avili Dor Shlishi Vani Mitaro. If you find me a third generation Mamzer, I'll declare him Tor. My time, Rebbe Lezer, what side is Rebbe Lezer? The Luchai, I'm saying, don't survive. God kills them. A very famous Gemara. Actually, it's only famous so to learn Yerushalmi. V'asa Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Chanina. This Gemara is going to be like Rebbe Chanina said. Rebbe Chanina said, very, very, very interesting Gemara. Achas u'shishim u'shivim shara. Once every 60 or 70 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu may be devil lo'am. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a pestilence to the world. Mechalas ha'mamzerim. And that's in order to clean up shop from the mamzerim. The noita mayim kshem, he takes the kosher Jews as well. Why? Shalafayis achatoyim, not to publicize who the mamzerim were. So everybody dies, not just the Mamzerim. Everybody dies too.
So what about Yosef had in mind when he said about the Holocaust?
No, he says they're all going. Vasuk Edom Rav Levi Shem Rav Shem Lakish. As Rav Levi said, name Rav Shem Lakish. V'mokom Hashem Tishlai the Ola, in the same place where the Ola is stored in the Beis Hamikdash, Tishori the Chatos Tishlai Lifnei Hashem, before God. So the Pharisee is not to publicize who are the sinners. Okay, so here too, Hashem kills both Mamzerim and legitimate children in order that people should know who the sinners were. Says the Mogah, in this vein, the Gamukhach was smart, but Yavi Rani brings bad things. Says the, what kind of smartness is that? When we stop a da Ella, doesn't make sense, rather to say, the Gamu Chacham Yovei Toiv, because Baruch is smart and brings good things, right? The Amelcha Rebbe comes to teach us. Shafilu Rosh Hakadosh Baruch Mevilam. Even Hakadosh Baruch brings bad things to the world, the Chacham Mevir brings it with wisdom, in order that people should not know who's a mamzer and who's not. There's five ways here. It says in Yeshaya, his words did not remove. They call him Beis Mareim, and he rose up against the evil house. About Lazarus in the courtyard of Bali Oven of those who work bad. Rav Chuna Amer, Imam Sir Chaye. Well, anyway, that's going to tell us that because Baruch's negative activities are also going to be a positive thing. Anyway, Rav Chuna Amer, who says, Imam Sir Chaye, Yosem Mishol Shemil. Moms are identified for more than 30 days. Before he reaches day 30, he dies. Rabbi Zira got some halacha. Rabbi Zira, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, so then, what happened was that he heard people saying, you know, people say this guy's a mamzer, that guy's a that woman's a mamzerta. Armelanzi said, okay, what's going on here? Oh, that's either Rabuna. Unless Rabuna's incorrect. We said a mamzer doesn't survive more than 30 days. And there are people getting called mamzer left and right. And obviously, there must be a lot of mamzer who survive more than 30 days. Armelanzi said, no, I'm choisi. I was with you, Karam Rabbi Abba Ravuna and Bishem Rav, when they said over this thing, and you said over accurately, Imamzer Chai Yosem Mishloshim Yom. Imamzer is not survived more than 30 days. A Masai, but when is the Trubas Manchin for somebody who's not well known? For somebody who's well known, Chai, since people know to stay away from him, so therefore he survives. Okay? Rabbi Yasser Shem Yehudim said, "Aplos Yilukol." Even in the ultimate future, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu Niskagel Shevet Levi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, when he wants to identify Mamzerim, he only does so among the Levites, and probably among the priests as well. My time was after Yosha Mitzarefu Mitzare Kesef. It says Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, and he will refine and purify the silver, the tears made Levi, and he will. Purify the shave of the tribe of Levi, Zike Kosam, and refine them. Why does he do that to Levim? The Levim servant. So he wants to drink from their cup. So he wants to drink from a clean cup. So he therefore he has to check them out in order to make sure that they're legitimate Levim. Says more, bummer! Amrei Yisrael said, Kigon, it should be the begin to Anon. Levim, not just because of Levim, will we lose out? Or is why should we get checked more than anybody else? So says the Malachim, said, don't worry. I've lost love in the future, because Baruch Hu Oisei Mom Stoga. Because Baruch Hu does it them charity. My time of why? Actually, it's supposed to teach us that they will bring their korban with tzedakah. So we see that I forget. Yeah. So we see that Kadosh Baruch Hu does talk with Levim Samit. He doesn't reveal who's a mamzer and who's not. Even though he checks out who's a mamzer, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and clarifies it, but he doesn't reveal the Levim or mamzerim. They just get passed off not as mamzerim, but rather as what? What would you think?
Israel.
Right. He's passed them off as Israel, but he doesn't actually tell people they're mamzerim. Any family which a puzzle of questionable, dubious character got immersed, we don't try and smoke them out. We have, so it says like this, a mission actually. It says, a family of Beit Tzrifa where there was questionable lineage. And Ben Sion, well, we don't know exactly what it is, but they pushed them aside because they had this whole problem with their family, so therefore they distanced them. But there was another one there, the Kirvu Ben Sion Mizrah, and the people of Zion, they liked these guys, and they used force in order to bring them into the kingdom. And Chachamim were not, did not quest to go publicize the matter. Chachamim tell their students and their children twice every Shemitah year. Right, Shemitah Shavuot means Shemitah year. Alright, said, you know, I know who all the possible people are from all the families. I know all the dirt. I read People magazine all the time. But nevertheless, I'm not telling anybody. Right, don't ask, don't tell. Why is that? Because many Gdolei Torah are members of these questionable families. So if I don't want to cause any scandals, and I'm not going to say anything. Okay? What time is it? It's 10:25. Who says it tomorrow? Well, I'm going to said the variation on this theme. 5,000 slaves Pashur Ben Imer had, and what did happen to them? All these slaves, they became Kohanim Gedolim, and they, of course, are no good. They had the brazen ones among the Kohanim because they are not properly Jewish.
So they weren't stupid, they were just happy
question? I don't know.
No.
I have questionable lineage, that's all. The main problems, the main persecution of the Jews comes to them, who says, V'ameich Shemrive Kohen. Your nation is like the bowing Kohanim. You don't know crime, have no temper. I mean, have big temper. And they have the easy fights. Okay? So this is my... Rabbi Yavo said, there were 13 cities which all became full of Samaritans during the days of the persecutions. Says the Gemara, Amram, they said, Hado, Eidam Ramsha, Minhon, the city called Eidam Ramsha is one of them. Rabbi Yehuda said, Arbakil is saying there are four congregations. And four congregations mean, as the Gemara says, Kal Kohanim, Kal Levim, Kal Yisrael, Kal Geherim, Kal Geherim. It means Geherim are barred from marrying people underneath their station. Okay? They can marry other Gerim, they can marry regular Sir, but they can't marry below Gerim. What below Gerim are the next Sussi and the next Mishnah? So as the Mar Masim, I realize how can you say this? Well, can you say, Loyavob to a Dako Grusho Chabi Kalashem? It says that somebody who has a problem with his reproductive organs can't answer Kalashem. Can't answer Kal Hashem. Why can't he answer Kal Hashem? Mostly because Well, and they can marry the Yoris, that's really important. Unless the cow game is not a cow, it doesn't present any problems in absorbing somebody, right? It says here that, I'm not sure I have this right.
Isn't this just a question on the statement that you can't marry below your station? Because the only psula is a psula guf that you find from the psula dak and kru shifra.
I don't think that's
not implying any for forbidding marriage below a station.
How do you see that?
I don't know.
One second.
What's the pretty motion say here? Well, he asked a more generic question. See, Rabbi,
exactly. That's exactly what he's saying. My time of Loha should not be Loha.
Yeah. Oh, so that's what you're saying. Okay. So again, one of his questions, Loksiv Leva, Psu, Dr. Khrushchev, Loha, why is he can't count this problem of the anatomically challenged people not being able to enter the congregation of Israel? So psula guf, those are psula gufs. No, that has to do with an anatomy. We're dealing with lineage. That's what the issue which we're dealing with. Vaksi then said, "Boni mashiri vodlem dor shishi vodlem bikal Hashem." Why don't you mention another one which has to do with lineage, which has to do with the second and third generation, the Egyptians and Edomians. That second generation can and the congregation of God, and third generation can. Why don't you distinguish between them and other kinds of gerim? So it's more about seinu. There is no prohibition on them. There's a mitzvah say not to marry them, they're not to marry you, but it's not a lot if you do marry them. Rabbanan ame, that's why it's not enumerated. Rabbanan say shoshu kilsa. No, there are three groups, but gerim are not a group because they can marry anyway. Who are they? Chad kav kohanim, kav levim, israelim. Well, how do we learn out three and no more? Because it says lo yavo three times. It's not answered to our category, so that's three times. And that's why they learned that 3 kilos, not 4 kilos. That's going to come into play later on. Bezus Shusuki. There's another group in the first mission called Shusuki. A silent one. What's the silent one? Koshu Makir Simo. He knows his mother made a Makir Simo. He doesn't know his father. Asufe, what's it? Asufe. Koshu Nesem in a Shuk. He's gathered from the marketplace. Minamaki doesn't know Lois of Eve. Lois of Eve is a foundling. Right, I'm showing you a Kori Latino Shituki Beduke. I will show called the Shituki Beduke, meaning it's easy to check him and see what's going on. Ma Beduke, what does Beduke mean? Beduke Acharov, check it out, Achve. So that means you can ask the mother whatever the mother tells you. We believe her that what she says. That this is the father. To Rabbi Yosef bar Zavdi, b'shem Rabbi Rav, the brother of Yosef bar Zavdi, named Rav said, the name Rabbi said, Tino calls Machu Mushla Bashuk a child anytime he's lying in the marketplace. Oaviv Oimo, either his father, mother, top of Mem Dalar Mav.
Can I stop you a second? So, are we saying that the Baduki is really the same thing as the Shusuki?
Well, Abishua, it says you can actually ask the mother to find out who she had relations with. That's what a Baduki is. You can check him out. Shusuki, you can't check him out. Baduki, you can't check him out. Okay? So that's really basic difference whether you can believe the mother. And Adam goes along with this issue. Again, the bottom of Mem Gilam base. Achoy Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Zavdi Shem Rabbi said, Tino Kachal calls Machu Mushu Mushu Lusani Fayin in the marketplace. Oh, Avivimo! Either his father or his mother. Meaningful of the best five, he's a good guy or bad guy, meaning he's a poacher or not. Top of so Mem Dao. I know how we know this is their kid. I assume that's part of the testimony. They go on the base and say, this is our kid. And we believe that. Nesa Minashuk, if however he's gathered from the marketplace, meaning he's been there for a while, Sarek Shnei Eidim. His Raven gathered up. So it required two Eidim to prove he is. And Ovi Vimok Shnei Eidim Haim. His father and mother together are like two witnesses. We need two. One of them is not sufficient. Rabbi Kisar Mishem Rav Chisar said, Now, Margia is a funny language. Just do with being arrested or not being arrested. Well, I'm just going to change it to Margil. It's only true about a child which doesn't walk. Avotinokshu Margil, since he can walk. So who knows where he went, and maybe there's another one. Tzar Shem need two witnesses to testify. The kid is okay no matter what. However, there is a kula. Vavivimo Kishne Edimim, the father and mother like two witnesses. Vasakidom Marbiyan, it's like Rabbiyan, I said. Why, if the kid can walk away, do we not believe that he is, you know, as identified by a single one of his parents? Because Rabbi Yana said, "Agolimus yachim, young calves and young donkeys. When the captive, they jump around from place to place, and chazaka, nobody can establish chazaka by holding on to them, because they never stay in one place for no long enough. So too, if the child is mobile, you don't know that the testimony concerning him is viable." Says Mark.
So in other words, the mashiach you make on them isn't necessarily as a result of your own pulling. It could be as a result of the animal moving.
That's true, but how did you get the mashiach over here?
I just made it up.
I don't know. It's not Mashikli. It means Chazor Mashtach Tziyonam Shalom.
Isn't that how you make the Chazaka? I mean, really the king?
Yeah. That's right. But here you don't have to do Mashikli in order to assert ownership on something. If you're the shepherd, then that asserts ownership on the stuff you have. You don't need a specific Maisa. You're a Maisa Kini, but not a Maisa for a riot here. Okay? I don't know if what I'm saying makes...
I was wondering, because I thought we're talking about an action of Kenyan over here.
No, it's not. Well, no, it's why is it Kenyan?
It's using an analogy of the animal jumping around.
Yeah. It's who owns it, but not making a Kenyan on it. We're not talking about how you acquire it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So says Gemara, right? Bava Shemir Chizit said, Shloshem Shemir, Moni Malasadis, be people who believe immediately, but not later on. Who are they? Chaya, the midwife, Shayora, a caravan, about a girl who was taken from the midst and violated. And I skipped the third one. Barmateris, Chavasem. And a woman who says that her friend is torn, and what the cases are, more is going to explain. Chaya, the pregnant woman, says, The midwife took Vadikshon, she tied on the first child to come out of Tamar's womb. Shani, she could tie a red string. This is the source of red strings. Lomai to say Zayotzer, this one came out first. Okay? So she's believed, the midwife is believed to say who came out first. Right? Which are the two? Vishayola literally means a caravan. Kaidom Rabbi Abba, like Rabbi Abba said, Achid Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Bezanti. The Bar Rabbi Yehuda Bezanti said, B'shem Rav, in the name of Rav, Tino, okay, child calls Manchu Mushok Beshuk, as long as he's lying in the marketplace, O Aviv, O Imo, either his father, his mother, meet him alone, can testify, Nessa Mishu, but his guy from the marketplace is no longer there anymore, so Shneidim, we need two witnesses, O Aviv, Imo, Shneidim, whatever, two witnesses, father and mother, that suffice. But Mateus Chavosan, the one who says the friend is still a Torah, Kaidit Nina Tamal, we learn in the Sakhta Nida. Shalosh Lashim Shaytim Yitachas, three women are sleeping in the same bed. And he says, Dab Tachasim, ma'am, and you have Tzachas because you find blood underneath one of them, right? So one of them is a Nida, but how many more are Nida? And which one of them? So Kulan Tmeas, since we don't know which is which, so we assume they're all Torah. But Kachasim, but one of them checks herself. When he needs to store it to man, she turns out that she is Tomei. She's the one who's Tomei, the other two are Tor. It has to be within 24 hours when she checks herself from when the question arose. So, be that as it may, Lamaisa, we say that, that these three cases are cases where somebody is believed immediately, even though they're not believed later on. Okay, so then here in the last case, that means within 24 hours, not immediately, but the same idea. Okay, says the Mishnah further. Halacha Gimel: call a certain level of call any people who are forbidden to come to the congregation of Israel. Mutarim Lavozeb is that they're allowed to marry into each other. Rabbilo, such as a Mamzer and a Gibeonite. Rabbilo says it's forbidden. They have to marry their own typology. If you have a definite Mamzer, it's not allowed to marry a definite, say, Amoini. Then, then Mutar is permitted. Vadam is Sveikom, but if you have a Vadai problem, and a Sovik problem, or a Sveikom, a Sovik problem with a Vadai problem, and Sveikom, Sveikom, Sovik, and a Sovik, also that's all forbidden. Rabbi Sakri, please behave. And also, in these cases, it's all forbidden because, as Mo said, your side. You might be a suffix and he might be a suffix, but your suffix might be okay and that person's suffix might be no good, and therefore you can't, there's no way you can meet up with each other, right? Says the Gemara, Beilin, as Fagus, when as Fagus, Suku, we don't know the father. As Sufi, we don't know the father or the mother. Kusi, a Samaritan. Rabbi Yirmiyama said, Kulo, law, general principle, Betu Adaka Yisrael, if you have a Yisrael whose anatomy has been damaged, Mutulo, that's a delicate way of putting it, but you get the idea. Mutulo, Lisa Mamzeres, he's allowed to marry a Mamzeres. Says Gemara. Oh, wait a minute. Tom Rabbi Yisrael said, no! Uvivab su mishpocha! He can marry and somebody else has a questionable lineage, but upso guvlo, but he can't marry somebody with a physical damage, right? That is not permitted. That's below the threshold. He can marry a chalola, right? A woman who's a chalola, who's been defiled from the kuna. Same thing. Even though his anatomy has been ruined, he can't marry a Gioris. Why? A definite coin can't marry a Gioris. So to Yisroel Bohu also Lolisa Mamzeres. So to any, even though a Mamzeres is also an even a suffix. Okay? Says the Gemara, if that's the case, then according to Yehuda, a mamzer shouldn't marry a mamzeres. Why? Because a mamzer marries a mamzeres. So in that case,
Brachi is a
mamzer. Brachi is a mamzer, right. But is that the reason? Tom Rabbi and the Shmini Minador. Now the question really is, why is that also? Let's really bring it down from here. Don't Rabbi Yami said, Tai Rabbi Yaakov, Kuvla Gabulai, Rabbi Yaakov, the neither said, Kun Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yitzvotah, Vishem, Rishem, Lord said, Diva Abila, Mamzer, 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 but not because they're two separate kilos. Say before, Kahal Gam is a separate kilo. But Mamzer, Kahal Mamzer, is together with all other problems. Hi, why should Mamzer marry a Mamzer? Kidai, Shiyuklu Mamzer, Min Oilom, or get rid of Mamzer, we want them to be sterile. Not them to not have any kids, so therefore, no, that they shouldn't have any kids. A mamzer shouldn't marry a mamzeres. Okay. Utakavasa asking one of that's case of amoni lo isa amoni. So amoni not marrying amonis. Now this is a very strange question because amoni and amonis are not the same thing. The amoni is also forever. The amoni is muteres immediately, right? So of course they shouldn't marry each other, right? So it's a very, very strange thing. And if they get, you know, the whatever. So says the Gemara, Amr Yisrael, said, out the Rabbanon Tzrichin. You should know it's not a question according to Rabbi Yehuda, not a question of Rabbi Yehuda according to all. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds Kal Gerim is Taka considered to be a call. And they were Taka, and Amoini can't marry Amoinis. Because Amoinis is Mutter immediately, and Amoini is never Mutter. So therefore Amoini cannot marry Amoinis. It's Taka true. Right? So says the Gemara, our question is rather according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, in Yisbar Rabbi Yehuda, Kegerim Sulim Bekalo Shemiyos, this is the corner win, we got a big problem. And Amonia who gets converted, he's called the Ger Garua. Why is it called the Ger Garua? Because he was a Megayer, but he can't marry a Jewish woman, right? Right. He's married stuck. So if you all the corner of Rabbi Yehuda, Gerim Sulim is Kalo Shemiyos, they have their own congregation before God. So then he's stuck. Lisa Moines and he also can't marry not Moines. She called Hashem Etzel because she's higher than him. Lisa Mitzvah and he also can't marry Mitzvah also. She called Hashem Etzel. He's also called Shuka Hashem Etzel. He's listed to be a Kala Shem vis-a-vis her. Now, I don't know exactly what that means. I'm not sure. I would be tempted to change the gears. But the bottom line is that they have not enough in common, right? So, you can't marry Ammonis. You can't marry Mitzvah. Who's going to marry this mamzer? This Ger apostle. So it says, I'm Rabbi Tani. Rabbi Tani is saying, no, he's going to marry. Meshachrit Shifra. We release a female maidservant for him to marry. And that'll take a good Messiah law. We give him a female maidservant to marry. Says Marat Kavasa, well, let's go on to another related area. Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. Maybe a first generation Egyptian or a second generation Egyptian can marry a first or second generation Egyptian, right? Maybe they're considered to be two separate kilos. Says Marat Yishmina Donatir from here. Tani, we learn Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi said the following story, Binyamin. I think in the Bible it's called Meniman. Binyamin came mitzvah. Binyamin was an Egyptian gear. He said to Rabbi Kiva, I'm a ger mitzri, right? A ger who's a mitzri, which means I'm a sirkol and my children are a sirkol. Who's going to be the first one to be mutzri b'kol? The third generation, right? So I need a ger mitzri, you know, so you're going to be a ger mitzri. I'm married to a ger who's an Egyptian as well. Bini ben ger mitzri. My son is the son of Ger Mitzri. Vanim is Yilu Gioris. I'm going to marry him off for Gioris Mitzris, who's also a Mitzris. Venimsa ben b'ni kosher of the call. And then my grandson will allow to enter the congregation of Israel. Why is that?
Third generation,
right. So it says the Gemara, Amr Lord B'yim Kiva, gives a no, lo b'ni, no. Elava Tomeh Asiyo, the pastor is, your son's got to marry also the daughter of a Gioritz Mitzris. You can't marry your son off to a Mitzris. Because then it's going to go, it starts from scratch again. Right? You will marry also the second generation. So if that's the case, Ramaisa says, Gemara, it comes out that a Mitzri can marry a Mitzris. It's just that. Actually, we didn't answer a question. No, a mitzvah can marry mitzvahs. A second generation mitzvah can marry also second generation mitzvahs. But it's bad to mix and match second and first generations. Okay? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yerushim Rav said Allah is Rabbi Lezer. He said Allah is like Rabbi Lezer. In our Mishnah, as our Mishnah said, that
a
suffix is a problem. Some moms is a problem. Dear Rechomi, what's the logic of Rechomi to say some moms is not a problem? You can enter a congregation of Israel. That's where I be here, Yermi, Hashem, Rabbi Shmuel. Shemi Yitzchak said, I'll tell you why. Loyavo Mamzer, because Hashem says, a moms is shining into the congregation of Israel. Because Bora in a boy means the guy is definitely a Mamzer, and he's entering the congregation of definitely Israel. Bohu, because suffix, Kaboy doesn't come to the congregation of clear ones, Bo Bikal Sophic. He comes to the congregation of the unclear ones. So that may mean that a Sophic Mamzer is Mutzer. But that would be the tremendous Chiddush, which don't pass away according to the Gemara, but that a Sophic Mamzer would be Mutzer to marry. Right, because it says lo yavo mamzer because Hashem must be definite mamzer. Karbor in a bun, this guy is not a definite mamzer. But because Sofik, he can enter the congregation of Sofik. Time to you lived over there. So even Shitisha Rishon, if you have a kid
from a mother whose husband died, and then she immediately was miscarriage without waiting 3 months, right? So we don't know if it's a 9 month term baby for the first guy or a 7 month baby for the second guy. Yoitzi, the same guy's got to divorce the wife because maybe their relation was forbidden, right? But have I kosher? The kid is kosher no matter what, because the kid is not a mamzer no matter what, regardless of the situation is. Chemin Oshatoli, they're bringing Oshatoli for having had, they're having potentially been transgressed the prohibition of Eshesach. Because if the kid was a kid from the first marriage, from the brother, deceased brother's marriage, then the second brother had no right to be miyabim. So therefore, they have to bring a korban. But Oshem Toli, less that maybe the second marriage is not a valid marriage. Now, Tani, we learned Tarishan culturally. What about a case where she had two kids from the second husband? First kid, we don't know if it's on the first husband, second husband. Second was definitely from the second husband. A region culturally is coin, the first is going to be a coin, but a shading mamzer besofik, the second one is a sofik mamzer, because maybe she's an Asian sach who was not allowed to be mamzer by Emes, and she was, and therefore her kids are arias. Rabbi Lezman Yaakov, mamzer besofik, Lezman Yaakov says, consistent with Amisha, there's no such thing as a mamzer besofik. Either you're a mamzer or you ain't, but you can't be a sofik mamzer. Moira, Lezman Yaakov besofik, kutim besofik chalvoli. So Yaakov only learned that by Mamzer, because special pasuk, but he concedes by Kutim and Chalolim, Samaritans were questionable, or nowadays we hold them Mamish coin, but then they're questionable, and Chalolim and Kohanim who marry the progeny of a coin with a grusha where it's a Sofek, then we have to be Machmer, because it's obviously a Sofek the Raisa. Here, Temelon, we look Tamon, we looked over there. Asolo Yuchsin. I saw Yosef on me Bavel. 10 groupings came up from Bavel. I died to Blazer Miyako, short quarter of Blazer Miyako, there are 8, because he also has no such thing as Shtuki Vasufi. Shtuki Vasufi, we don't know where the father is, we don't know where the mother is, we have a Sufi. According to him, any time it's a Sufi, they can enter the congregation of Israel directly. No such thing as a Sufi, moms, according to him. So it wouldn't need to be 10. I'll die just 8, so they go Shtuki and Sufi. I'll die to Rabbi Gomir, Rabbi Lezer, Tisha. They don't know Shtuki, but they do all the Sufi. I'll die to Rabbi Gomir, Rabbi Gomir, there are 10 categories of people, potential candidates, who's all in my book. People are also love of the call. People are also love of the call. There are ten categories, some which are mutter and some which are also Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, and then Gerim, Meshukavarim, Shchorim, etc. So according to him, there are 10 of them. Okay, almost finished. Halachadav. Hanoish Yishu Kohen, somebody who marries a woman is a Kohenes. Tzorech Livdok Achreya, Arbeim Mos, you have to check her mother. This when you call the Shachin, right? This better check on her mother, her grandmother, her great grandmother, and I guess her herself is actually the fourth one. No, it's Loikim, Shem Shimon, and they're 8 because it's both on her mother's side and her father's side. Ima, her mother, Veima, her grandmother, Veima, Via, and her grandfather on the father's side, Vima, and her mother. Okay, so it's 4 because it's 4 each side and goes to great great grandmother. Mosi, Labib, it says, okay, the Tani, we learned. Ezu iso kosher, top of mem heim raf. What's considered to be a kosher dough? Meaning that you can get involved. Kosher ain't bought anytime there's no problem of. Now think about the word chalol. Because according to Carmel, we're willing to risk chalol. So that's the case where there's no mamzer issue, nor nesinus issue. Nesinus of Gibeonites, which have been the congregation of Israel. Vladim lochim of the Carmel throws it, nor any potential abdus issues. Okay? Remember, kosh eba achaz mikol elu, bitok shera lakuna. Anytime there's no problem like this, the daughter is kosh lakuna without any checking. Amishbachash nishtakeh b'psul, but there's a family which is some question of a psul. Remember, bodik ad arbaimimos. Here's what I mean. It says you check 4 mothers up. Umeisi and only then gets married. Chomri and Chomri say, Boy, you can only go even beyond four mothers. You go as many generations back as you possibly can and check out this family. Rav Amar, Rav said, al contraire. Zudi Rav Amar, Rav says you check four. Achomrim, Bodek, Mezim, Mishpachim, Mishin, Lakuna. He just looks ass in the market, but he says, what families around this neck of the woods marry Kohanim? Well, Mason, that's enough. He doesn't have to actually go and do a background check four generations back. Okay? Biad Mi Ubodek, how do you check out according to those old you do check? And Chagai Mishamir said, Bodek Biad Krovasov, he has his relatives ask questions. Okay? Rabbi Chama Aso Sabo. Chama came and he wanted to get married. Amar Lei, so he came and wanted to get married. So he saw an old man. Amar Lei, so he said, Messina Kunamina Dorazara, he saw this family, they married Kohanim. Amar Lei, so the old man said yes. So Asibapimi got married without checking four mothers. And we today, of course, we don't check four mothers. If somebody says it's a kosher family, we assume it's a kosher family, right? Well, four bank accounts, right? Rav Amar, Rav said, Lechia, very famous quote. Rav said, Lechia's son, he says, Lechia's son, Lechia's targum savitza. Go down a step and marry a woman. Don't marry above your station, why? Because then your wife will lord it over you. So always marry a woman of inferior station to yourself. So it's mash even in yichus. Right, even if she doesn't have such kosher yichus, such great yichus, it's better because it'd be better for your marriage. Okay, Amar Rav said, Ravidi said, Shchira misufun the rabbi. It's customary for the rabbis to say that the following way. Same idea. The lonit ma'isha v'tari. The woman is not tamei and she's toira. It says by a soita. We dash like this. Became shlonim. If we don't know for sure that she's tamei, toira, she's okay. You can take her. Okay. For Loki to Ben Papus, not like Yudah Ben Papus. Yudah Ben Papus should know Delsmanation, he never trusted his wife. So whenever he used to leave town, he used to lock the door behind her, right? I'm sure she found ways to get out, right? Mm-hmm. So he locked the door. So Amrle, they said to him, Chochem, no Havan Avasa Chavikhen? Did your fathers do that to your mother? How do you know you're so kosher? Right? Maybe you are, maybe, how do you know your father locked up your mother? And maybe you're the one who's trained because your mother was sneaking out the back door. Okay? So obviously what he's saying is you are obsessive compulsive and you are psychotic and therefore what you're doing is not proper. Okay? Chav Koin, just finished the Mishnah. Chav Koin asked the Gabriel Biochon, certain Koin came by Biochon. Amalei said, Adis Mas Nisa, I did like our Mishnah. The Swazi Ishkan is a married woman called priestly woman. But Dr. Arbi Moshe Ishmael, I checked all these the lineage. Amalei said, In who Ikra Lakim in Rosha, if at the root of this chain, there's a problem from the beginning, Mimodalach, in other words, he was arguing Mishnah, like Chacham said before, said, who said four generations is an arbitrary thing? Maybe at the chain, but who knows says that five generations ago there wasn't a problem. So they have been saying is, it's nice that you try to do like a Mishnah, we don't paskin like our Mishnah. You don't have to check as long as there's no call of any, no rumors of any problems, you just go ahead and marry. Okay? Now the Gemara asks the question, Levi Yisrael Masif Alem Odachas. It says, when you check, when a Kohen marries a Levi or Yisraelis, he has to go up another generation. Why? The Lord says, Magri Yisraelim Yisraelim Yisraelim, means if a Kohen marries a Kohen, he's got to check her four generations. Marries Yisraelis, he's got to check her five generations back. Why? It's more likely if she's a Kohenis that there's a problem. Because by Israel, there's only problems of Mamzerus and Nesinus, but by Kohen, there's all sorts of other problems, like Chalolus and stuff like that, right? So why do you so Machmer? So says tomorrow, Amar Rav Yisrael Bun says, interesting, Achazub Achazu Knaz Konzu Chachomim. All these things, these four generations, they're arbitrary. Five generations are arbitrary. It's a Knaz Chachomim gave, a fine. They made life difficult for you, so you should stick to your family and to your tribe. So the Shari Torah says, if you marry within your tribe, you don't have to check at all. Of course, the impasse is not to check at all, like Rabbi Yochanan said. But even according to our mission, if you marry within your tribe, you don't have to check at all. If you marry outside, if you marry within your family, you don't have to check at all. If you marry outside your family, well, within your tribe, you have to check for four generations. If you marry outside your tribe, they find you even a step further, and you have to check back a fifth generation. And we will stop here with this.
Where exactly did you start?
I'm in Gimel, five lines down into the wide lines. From Nachum Yaakov. Monday we learn regular time. The idiots look at